is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado is seeing more cases of the respiratory virus known as RSV, particularly among infants and young children. And that has doctors worried about a possible triple-demic this winter, with RSV COVID and the flu all spreading. Dr. Suchitra Rao is with Children's Hospital Colorado. She says COVID restrictions being lifted and a lack of vaccinations could be factors.
That means that there is a greater vulnerable population, and without that immunity, that's why we're seeing it now coming back in a big way as we're reintegrating into society.
State health officials say most RSV outbreaks have been reported from child daycare settings. The infection can also be found in adults. Residents in and around Aurora shouldn't be alarmed if they hear fighter jets zooming overhead this month. The Colorado Air National Guard's 140th Wing said its F-16 jets will be conducting training missions through November 17th. Pilots might not return to Buckley Space Air Force Base until 10 p.m., which may cause a lot of late-night noise. People with questions can reach out to the 140th Wing's Public Affairs Office for more information. In 1997, La Rumba, a Latin dance club, opened in Denver's Golden Triangle neighborhood. Now the area's institution is celebrating its 25th anniversary with a three-day dance party later this week. COVID shutdowns allowed the club to revamp and modernize the venue completely. The festivities will include dance lessons, giveaways, and live music from Sabor de la Calle. In Denver today, sunny with a high near 51, a little warmer in Colorado Springs and Grand Junction in the West Slope around 51. This is CPR.